This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented in Federal Parliament today. Vote counting of 735 local levels completed. Election results of 18 local units remain to be announced. And more than 100 million people forcibly displaced due to war and violence around the world. Now the news in detail. The government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year are to be presented in the Federal Parliament meeting today. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota apprised the Federal Parliament yesterday that President Bidya Devi Bhandari would present the government's policies and programs at the joint meeting of both the houses of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. today. The session of the National Assembly yesterday approved 8 various ordinances. The ordinances approved include Social Security Ordinance 2022 First Amendment, Acid and Other Harmful Chemical Substances Ordinance Regulation 2022, among others. Meanwhile, National Assembly members have drawn the attention of the House and the government to the country's contemporary issues. Speaking at a special hour of the National Assembly session yesterday, CPNUML's Bhairab Sundar Shrestha accused the government of promoting inflation by increasing the prices of petroleum products time and again in the past 7 months. Similarly, Maya Prasad Sharma of CPN Maoist Center apprised the session that the people were affected by the inflation. CPN Unified Socialist Jayanti Devi Rai talked about the rising incidences of violence, including rape against women, and demanded the guarantee of a safe space for women. National Assembly independent member Dr. Kimlal Devkota insisted on removing the time limit for registering a case against rape. Dr. Bimala Rai stressed on the need of revising the law regarding rape as soon as possible and bringing a new law with stringent provisions against the offence. The Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Umar Regmi, has pledged to take initiative for tabling a government-sponsored bill to amend the law regarding rape in the ongoing House session. In a meeting of the Women and Social Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, the Minister said the government was committed to ensuring justice to survivors of sexual violence. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Koirala said he was putting effort for revision in the rape-related law so as to make the crime punishable no matter when it occurred. The government has decided to accept the grant assistance of more than 860 million Swiss francs to be provided by the government of Switzerland. The grant assistance will be utilized for the reintegration project targeting people who have returned home from foreign employment. Unveiling the latest cabinet decisions yesterday, the government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the cabinet also decided to form a talk team regarding loan assistance of 33 billion rupees to be received from the World Bank for the enhancement of transportation and trade. Communication Minister Karki also informed that the Cabinet gave consent to the Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Baudel-led delegation to participate in a bilateral consultation mechanism with Finland. The Cabinet also endorsed the Forest Regulations 2079 Bikram Samvat. It also gave a principal approval for the construction of Peri Ganga Airport in Surkhet. The results of local-level elections held on 13th of May are coming in from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 735 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 323 local levels, the CPN-UML in 200 local levels, CPN Maoist Centre in 120 local levels, Janata Samajwadi Party in 29 local levels, CPN Unified Socialist Party in 18 local levels, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party in 16 local levels and others in 30 local levels. The results of 18 local levels with a high number of voters, including Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Pokhara, Bharatpur and Birganj metropolitan cities, remain to be announced. A member of the Nepal-India Eminent Persons Group has urged the Prime Ministers of Nepal and India to accept the report prepared by the group at the earliest. The group's Nepal coordinator, Dr. Bheg Bahadur Thapa, said in a statement the report would be handed over to the Prime Ministers of the two countries as soon as possible. The group was formed by the governments of the two countries to review the past agreements signed between the two countries. The Cricket Association of Nepal CAN has appointed Kritika Marasini as the captain of the under-19 national women's cricket team. Issuing a press release yesterday, the CAN stated that Marasini has been appointed as the captain for the ICC under-19 Women's World Cup qualifying round to be held in Malaysia. Nepal, Malaysia, the United Arab Emirates, Thailand, China, Bhutan, Myanmar and Qatar will participate in the qualifying tournament, which will start on the 4th of June. Meanwhile, the Embassy of Pakistan in Nepal has distributed cricket kit bags to Nepal's under-19 women national cricket team during a ceremony organized at the Embassy of Pakistan in Kathmandu yesterday. The ambassador of Pakistan to Nepal, Syed Haider Shah, handed over the sports kit bags to the players. Addressing the ceremony, Ambassador Shah assured that Pakistan would continue its support for the promotion of sports, in particular cricket, in Nepal. Ambassador Shah said such help would strengthen people-to-people relations between Pakistan and Nepal. The chairman of the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, Chatur Bahadur Chand, said CAN was always thankful to the Pakistan embassy for its contribution to cricket in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says more than 100 million people have been driven from their homes around the world due to violence, conflict, persecution and human rights violations. The agency said that the war in Ukraine has been one of the factors propelling millions of people to flee. It added that protracted conflicts in places such as Ethiopia and the Democratic Republic of Congo were also behind the high numbers. The UNHCR data includes refugees, asylum seekers and those displaced within their own countries. The number of forcibly displaced people rose to 90 million by the end of 2021, spurred by violence in Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, Congo, Ethiopia, Myanmar and Nigeria. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia is waging total war against Ukrainians. The Ukrainian president said that Russian President Vladimir Putin is the only Russian official he is willing to meet with the sole aim of ending the war. Meanwhile, the US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revealed that some 20 countries had announced new security assistance packages for Ukraine during a virtual meeting with allies. Anthony Albanese has been sworn in as Australia's new Prime Minister. According to the BBC, Albanese Labour Party defeated outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government in an election on Saturday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. And it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini province and at one or two places of high hilly regions of Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented in Federal Parliament today. Vote counting of 735 local levels completed. Election results of 18 local units remain to be announced. And more than 100 million people forcibly displaced due to war and violence around the world. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.